We good? Hallelujah. Thank you. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Last Sunday night, I had a dream. I guess I'm an old man because I dream dreams. But I had a dream, and in this dream, I saw human bodies. I saw his body. I saw heavenly bodies. And when I was asking the Lord, I couldn't wait to get up and get into my office to see what the Father had to say to me. And when I got in the office, I heard this word that sprung up in my heart. The Father said to me, "Just know somebody cares." Hello? He said, "Just know that somebody cares." So whatever that we're going through, or whatever we're facing, or whatever battles we're in life, God wants you to know today, just know that somebody cares. Hallelujah. And he took me to Colossians chapter 1, and I begin to read in verse 21, excuse me. And the word of God says, "And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have he reconciled in the body of his flesh to death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and of which was preached to every creature, which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which have been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." And I want to focus our attention this morning to verse number 24, where he says, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church." The title of this morning's message is simply, "Just Know Somebody Cares." And we're going to look at the human body, his body, and the heavenly body. Okay? So can we lift our word together and let's make a declaration together here? Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, thank you for speaking to me. My ears are open. My heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, I'm so grateful for your word. And I'm grateful, Father God, that you sent it here to accomplish something in each and every heart of every last one that's gathered in this room, and for those that hear it through the web and through the Facebook and whatever ways they may hear it, Father God, that you sent this word to accomplish what you sent it to do, and it will not return unto you void. So we praise you and give you glory in advance for all you're going to do in our hearts and lives today. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at that, You know, the Lord reminded me what the psalmist said in Psalms 34:19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And when I was looking at that, I'm looking at the human body, and I'm looking at the human body at the afflictions we bear in this body. Hello? We live in a world of adversity. So to begin with, look with me in 1 Peter chapter 2 as we look at the human body. Anybody human in here? Amen. Verse number 19. 1 Peter 2, verse number 19, the Apostle Peter says this, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you were buffeted for your faults, you take it patiently, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For ye were, past tense, as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Lord's not telling you and I, we will not go through things in this world. Hello, we're going to face some things. As I was looking at this, look on to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 13. This whole letter that Peter is writing about the afflictions that come to the body of Christ. And he says in verse 13, and who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? If you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. What do we do? But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Amen. Again, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. What's the thought the Lord wants to get in our hearts today? Just know that somebody cares, that you're not alone. You know, when you're feeling like you're all alone, that's a lie from the adversary. There's no truth in that, because you're not alone. You're never alone. You hear me? You're never alone. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, he gives us instructions. As he's closing his letter of how to handle this, these afflictions that we have, these things that the enemy has brought against us. He says in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. What is the Father saying? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. In this human body, we're going to face some things. But he says, just know that somebody cares. God wants us to get this in our heart. He wants to get us this in our spirit man. He wants to have revelation and understanding. Is the adversary, usually, what does the adversary do? He divides to conquer. When does he beat up on you? When you're separated, you seem like you're by yourself, where it seems like no one cares. God says he wants you to know, just know that somebody cares. Amen? Then he said, then he's taking me to his body. His body. Now we know that his body hung on the tree. Amen. We're speaking about Christ's body. But when he showed me his body in the dream, his body was the church, the body of Christ. He's the head. We're the body. Amen. He's the head of the church. We're the body. And Jesus says, you can't do anything without the head. And he won't do anything without the body. Hello? We need the head. He's the head. And we're the body. So look at me in Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. Verse number 4. The Word of God says this. He says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members of one another. Amen? In other words, when we're looking at his body, we're looking at us. Hey, you know what? We need one another. I need you. I need you. I need you, John. I need everyone here. We need one another. No, God didn't give anybody everything. Amen. I don't know about you, but my foot can't do much without my leg.
That's right.
Hello? I don't get very far. I wouldn't get very far. You know, you could say these boots are made for walking, but unless you have feet and legs put in it, they ain't going too far. Hallelujah. Amen. And when I was looking at that, God was showing me, he was showing me that, hey, many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to go through some things as the body of Christ. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Just know that somebody cares. God just wants to get this in our spirit. He wants us to be inside of us. He wants us to be reminded, because sometimes when the adversary is attacking us, nobody else is around. And God wants us to know, just know that somebody cares. Hello? You ever been to the place where you've had a pity party? Anybody ever have a pity party? Nobody cares. It's just me. Hello? Yeah. Is anybody but me? Come on. Amen? No, it's true. And that's why God wants you and I to know. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Just know that somebody cares. Hallelujah. He says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 14. He says this, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him and do all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. You know, when we look at the Jesus Christ being the head of the church, and you and I his body, the blood that connects this body is love. That's the flow of love is what connects us to one another. And if we're flowing in the spirit of love, then we have joy, we have peace, we all have long-suffering, we have kindness, we have gentleness, we have meekness, we have temperance, and we have a whole lot of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you have to see this. You have to see this picture. God wants us to see this picture. And you've got to see this picture, and you've got to imagine this body. And Christ is the head of this body, and you and I are pieced together. He's the head, and we're the body. We're his body. What did his body do on the cross of Calvary? It was wounded for our transgressions. It was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon it, and with his stripes we were healed. Amen. We're coming together as the body of Christ. You know, there's power in unity. There's power. I don't know about you, but if my left foot wants to go this direction and my right foot wants to go this direction, I'm going to have a problem somewhere in my body. I'm too old to do a split. Unless the Holy Spirit said to do it, I'm not doing it. Hello? Amen. You know, and what makes it so interesting is we're so different. And that's what makes it so awesome that we can come into the unity together as a body through the Christ Jesus, because he is the head. He is the one that's given us directions in the body. You know, my everything that every action we take in our body, there's a signal that comes from our mind. Come on. What would the church truly be like if we followed the signal of the head instead of our own head? Hello? If we, you know, we said that thing, we put them overall, number one, magnified, you know, if we allow him to truly be the head of this body, that's when we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Amen. Because we're not relying on our own power. We're not relying on our own strength. We're relying on the one that's truly the head. Amen. I can't read upside down. I can't read Hebrew. So turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Again, we're talking about we have the human body. We have his body. Again, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Just know that somebody cares. And verse number 18, this is our prayer today. Just as the Apostle Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus, he said that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen? In other words, when someone messes with me, they're messing with Christ. When someone messes with you, they're messing with Christ, because you're the body of Christ. You're a child of the living God. I don't know about you, but I have a reverence for God. Amen? And just as the word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord delivered them out of them all. God was telling Peter, don't worry about it. I got it handled. I got you. Just no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, just recognize and realize that somebody cares. Not only in heaven, not only the throne of God, but God speaks to men and women that you don't even know about that is praying for you and that is interceding for you. Amen? That are prophesying and speaking life into the deaf situations. Hello? You know, sometimes sometimes it isn't always about a physical touch. You know, I'll assure you, for hours and 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 hours a week, I pray for the body of Christ. I was praying the Spirit of God for hours and hours for this body. I know and I see what the adversary is trying to do. He's a liar. He's a father of all lies. And God's going to arise and that enemy's going to be scattered in Jesus' name. God said he will do it. He's going to do it. He's not a man that he needs to tell us any fibs. God says it and it becomes. I don't know about you, but that get excited. I got to rejuvenate myself. Amen. We talked about this morning. We need to build up our most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need to encourage one another. Let me tell you something. There's somebody in this room today that needs a word from you. Hello? The word that you have for them doesn't necessarily be, don't try to tell them what to do. All somebody wants to hear from you is, I love you and I care. Unless the Holy Spirit gives you a word, then that's okay. Amen. I don't know about you, but I tried this thing about fixing things. Whoa. I try to fix something, and it'd be worse off. And the Lord said, I didn't call you to fix things. He said, I am the fixer. Amen. We just need to let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Amen. We just need to let the love of God flow. Amen. Praise God. What is he saying to us today? Simply, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Just know somebody cares. We have the human body. The human body, once they receive his body, becomes heavenly bodies. In other words, the human body just can't become a heavenly body without receiving his body. And he says this, listen to me. He says, not just his body, Christ's body, but his body, the body of Christ. In other words, that's why he says to us in Hebrews 10, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, in verse 25, as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching. In other words, we're all body parts and we need one another. Again, the human body can never be a heavenly body without his body. And his body was shed to bring his church, his body, together. And God doesn't call us outside of his body. Amen? We're all part of a body. Hello? You get it? We got the human body. And we got the heavenly body. We got his body. His body was shed on the cross of Calvary so you and I could become his body. We're the body of Christ. Amen? And we need one another. So his human body needs his body to be a heavenly body. Amen? Is that okay? Are you with me? Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 4. He says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and powers. Amen. So when I was looking at that I was seeing this human body, the human body needs his body, Christ Jesus, and we become the body of Christ on this earth. And the human body becomes heavenly bodies. And he took me to Matthew 13. So go with me there, because it's very important that we understand this. In Matthew 13, we have the parable of the wheat and the tares. Okay? And they had sowed the seed, and there was a bunch of weeds, tares or weeds, that grew up amongst the wheat and was choking, would choke the life out of the growth. But Jesus gives them an illustration and gives them explains the parallel to them. The parable, excuse me. Then in verse 36, he says, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, or Jesus. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who having ears to hear, let him hear. God said, they're going to grow up together. And he's the one that separates them. He didn't tell them. He said, if you go try to pull up the weeds that are growing in the midst of the wheat, the tares, you're going to pull up some of the weed also. But let them grow together, and then I will do the harvest. I will do the harvest. I will separate the wheat from the tares. So we're all growing together in the body of Christ. And even in the body of Christ, there's some good and there's some evil. Hello? There's some good and there's some evil. And God is the one that separates. I'm not the one. He didn't call me to separate anybody. All he told me to do is be separate from the things of the world and from sin. That's what I'm to be separate for. He didn't call me to separate people. Amen. And I think it's so important that we have revelation and we have understanding how valuable the gift of God is for you and I and the gift of salvation. And that we be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Amen. That we abide in him and his words abide in us. That we're growing. Amen. That we're growing in the things of the Lord. Look at me in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I believe I'll close here. The Apostle Paul said this. What is our thought today? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Just know that somebody cares. Oh, how much he loves you and me. Where's Barbara Judy? The Apostle Paul says this in 2 Timothy 4:18. And he said, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So, in Romans chapter 8, verse number 16, the Word of God says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What is the Lord saying to you and I today, in closing today? Simply, many are the afflictions of the righteous, that the Lord delivered them out of them all, and just to know that somebody cares. You know, we have the human body and we have the human tribulations. Then we have the tribulations we face as being the body of Christ. But God assures us, according to His Word, that we're heavenly bodies living in this earth. Hello? If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I, it shall quicken our mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in us. God wants you to know He is always there. You're never alone. No matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, that He loves you and that He cares. That He sees every last thing. There is one, not one thing that passes His attention. He wants you to know how much He loves you and how much He cares for you and I. Thank you, Jesus. Bow your heads and let us pray.